Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review or some stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Stars, reviews, and comments are always welcome in order for me to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this conversation. Oh, by the way, before we get started, I have a call to action. Are you ready to hear about it? Well, here it is. I want you, the BGTY Nation, to join my email list. Why? Because this way you can have something positive in your inbox once a week. You know, I thought that social media like Instagram and Facebook would get the job done, but some of you don't go on those platforms on a regular and your email is bogged down with all this work stuff and bills and companies trying to sell you something. Let me pop into your email with something you can smile about or something that can bring joy to your life. So go over to my website at bringingjoytolife.com and join the BGTY email list. And I will start popping in only once a week. See you soon. Now let's dive into this great conversation. Humility. Humility soothes the soul. Humility is free from pride or arrogance. Humility is being humble. Humility, it's your saving grace. Can you say that you have humility? Do you know someone that has humility? When I think of a person that shows this, I put them high up on a human pedestal. They are people that recognize that having joy is more important than just being a part of whatever may come their way. They are people that look at situations and not judge nor condemn to the point of no return. Don't get me wrong. These people are human and they are definitely not of perfection. But when I recognize that a person has humility, I call them wise. I was reading this psychology blog written by Jeremy Dean, and he noted that the poet Tennyson once said that humility is the highest virtue, the mother of them all. However, also in this blog, it was made known that society celebrates overconfidence, entitlement, and a perpetual focus on the self, not humility. And that statement is very true. What happened to people? Are we so involved in our own truths and situations that we don't have time to be humble? We would rather wish something bad to happen or sit back and focus on self rather than being humble and being a vessel for someone else. Why is this? It is all over social media. It's at the job and even in children we raise. It's the me syndrome. Self-absorption is alive and running fast through today's society. Let's change the mindset together. Let's bring joy to our lives by developing humility within ourselves. And then we can change the world one person at a time. So this is what this episode is all about. Humility. There are benefits to humility. And one benefit is not being weak. Because when you think of someone as being humble, people think of them as being weak or just turning the other cheek or just not being an aggressive person. You can be aggressive with being with having humility. You can be a leader and have humility. You can be a friend, a parent, a coworker, and have humility. You can have humility in all aspects of your life, and it is not considered weak. The first benefit of humility is having peace. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want peace in who you are? Peace in the way you handle situations. Peace when giving advice. I'm not saying a person with humility is always doing a woosah. Peace to me means that you are able to look at a situation or give advice on a situation because you are viewing and advising without judgment. As Jeremy Dean states in his blog, humility is soothing to the soul. Do you remember this song, Que Sera Sera? This song is by Doris Day, and it came to mind as I thought about a person that shows humility. In addition to that, my husband and I were just singing the song downstairs because of just what it says. It says, Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. I can't sing, but that is it. Having peace with whatever will come your way and is not considered weak. It's just having a realistic view on a situation so that you can soothe your soul. The second benefit is having a true connection to others. We crave connections, yet they are so hard to come by. People want to be able to open up, but who can they trust? Or if they trust, is that person truly humble enough to make a connection? So many people have so many agendas nowadays. Who can you be true to and vice versa? Or who can you ask for advice without it coming back to bite you? How much can you say or do around people? These true connections earns you, according to Forbes.com, true admiration and respect. Others know that they can count on you. They know you are loyal and wise. Having humility helps you with these true connections by also being relatable. Being able to show empathy and sympathy when warranted is showing humility. Now let's get off the high horse, if you're on one, and bring it down a notch to have those true connections. Reap that benefit of humility. Bond with some people. Have those true connections. No one only wants to see the social media side of you. They want to see the true you. They want to connect with you. True connections can take away the shallow existence of the relationship, whether it be a work relationship, a friend relationship, or a romantic one. Come on, BGTY Nation. I know you want humility. The third benefit of humility is that it paves the way to a better world for us to live in. Remember that song? we are the world? Having humility makes me think of this song. Again, it's not about perfection. It's not about having the me mentality when you think of being in the world. We need humility. We need it for the world. We need it for our connections. We are the world. So help connect humility to it. Humility brings joy to your life and it helps you to be good to yourself. So let's recap. Humility is being humble and showing grace. When you have humility, you see the world in an empathetic way and not a selfish way. It only takes one person, and you can be that person to start to change the way people view one another and view the world. There are three benefits that I shared today. The first benefit is when you have humility, you have peace. Who doesn't want that? It brings joy to your life. The second benefit shared today was having true connections. You can be relatable, trustworthy, and we all have those things in us. So why don't you get those true connections you desire? We want it. It's part of being and having humility. The third benefit is that humility paves the way for a better world, one person at a time. My mom bought me this book, and I used the book. My mom bought me this book. It's called It Only Takes One to Make a Difference. I used this book to speak to students, to speak to staff, and during some of my speaking engagements. So I want to say to you that, yes, humility, it paves the way for a better world. And it starts with you. So overall, the benefit to humility is what this podcast is about. And that is bringing joy to life. As each year passes you by, don't you want to be remembered for the good things you have done and the joy you have brought to others, including being good to yourself? I know I do. So if you don't remember anything else today, please remember that humility is your saving grace. I want to leave you with one other thing from my little book of life lessons by Oprah Winfrey, Words That Matter. And it says, breakthroughs occur when you suddenly see something on the other side of the clutter that you desperately and vividly want. So let me give you an assignment. Ask yourself, what is on the other side of your clutter? Are you ready to embrace it? Because the skills it takes to get organized are simple. Beyond that clutter, I promise you, you will find the space and the time to fulfill your dreams. And this was by Julie Morgenstern in my book called Words That Matter, titled Aha Moments. She got it right. All it takes is a breakthrough, BGTY Nation. That's all it takes. And I want you to have a breakthrough and make sure that you remember that humility is your saving grace. Okay, BGTY Nation, it's been another great conversation with you. I look forward to next week. Make sure you subscribe for free to my podcast so you don't miss a week. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me using my website at bringingjoytolife.com. Join my email list so I can pop in your inbox with some positive blurbs and always good news. Check out past episodes and share this episode with family, friends, or wherever you want it to impact the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you, the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation, bring joy to your life. I will see you next week.